Please pray with me. Creator God, stir us to preserve human dignity. Creator Jesus, give us patience to persevere. Creator Spirit, alert us to feel your warm, overflowing peace, even in dark, scary places. And God's people say, Amen. As a young adult, Jesus walked beside the stormy sea. One sunny day, he passed two locals who were casting their nets on the breeze. The great recruiter Jesus was on a mission. He was on a mission called, "Hey, Simon and Andrew, I have some important work for you to do in my name." And Jesus said, "Follow me." And then, not far down the shore, Jesus noted another pair of brothers fixing their nets with their dad Zebedee in the boat. The great leader, Jesus, called to them also, "Hey, James and John, I need you guys to join my ministry team." Jesus said to them, "Follow me." Both times, with two different sets of fishermen, the guys immediately accepted Jesus' invitation and followed him. The hardworking, humble fishermen, without missing a minnow, followed. They left behind their fishing, their what I would call their daily bread, to march behind Jesus, the walking on water, Son of God, Savior of all, man named Jesus, who would continue. Jesus would continue his Galilee trek to teach, preach, heal, and soon and very soon reveal his true identity. When enemies would drag his bare, suffering body like a weapon of war to the old rugged cross, it would be on that hill, with a choir of angry voices berating the officials, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!" As the crown of sharp, piercing thorns dug deeper and deeper into the rugged, tough skin of human Messiah. It was then when seconds turned to minutes, minutes turned to hours, hours turned into eternity for all. Waiting, watching, God's flesh of the least of them bearing his agony. There were those gathered at the cross on the hill who mocked Jesus. There were others who taunted him. And then there was that sweet circle of caring, Mary-like souls who loved Jesucito as their child. Terrified they were at the power play of the soldiers, unbelieving that fellow neighbors could be so cruel. We imagine those high-pitched voices sobbing with everything they had. "How long, O Lord? Thy will be done, O Lord. Let grace and forgiveness prevail." Suddenly, among the cacophony of shouts, spit, and sword. The door to heaven burst open, the sins of our worst human selves showered down like bullets into the fog of a battered, broken world. It was then, as we recall every year during Holy Week, that babe in a manger, fan of fishermen, offspring of the Most High, took his final breath as Savior of the world. If only we modern day folks, believers, could collectively, like those first Christian followers, be loyal, brave, beacons of hope for the kingdom. If only we collectively, as the body of Christ, could hear the risen one's beckoning as clearly as those salty sea dogs did. Follow me, said Jesus. It was a bitter Midwest morning. Maria took the bus to her job at the packing plant. During her long, long, grueling shift, she had to take her turn at the end of her shift to clock out with everyone else. Meanwhile, she had to go potty down her leg as she stood in line on the hard cement floor. It was a frigid Midwest morning. Jose went about his usual dad routine, packing the kids' lunch. They piled into the family's vehicle for drop-off. From the back seat, bundled in boots and mittens and stocking caps, he heard three little voices chime out, "Poppy, see you at home when we get home from school." It was a cold, cold, starry night. Five-year-old Jesus was saying his bedtime prayers. Padre nuestro, que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre. And just then, as the kindergartner pulled and snuggled further into his superhero bedspread, he heard a scary voice yell, "Open the door!" Followed by his daddy screaming to his mommy, "No abras la puerta, mi amor!" Young Jesus shut his eyes tight, whispering in his big boy words, "Ten piedad, Cristo mio." Have mercy, my Lord. From the mouth of a young disciple, we know that Christ lives. Pray with me, loving God, teach us your ways of kindness. Caring God, give us your words of forgiveness. Saving Lord Jesus, thank you for being light to all the world. Keep shining bright as we, your children, follow you wherever you go, dear Lord. And God's disciples say, Amen.